here's a story from The World.
U.S. troops still have more than 2 months before their withdrawal from Afghanistan is complete. The European troops from the NATO forces there are ahead of that timeline. Yesterday, Germany said that its mission in Afghanistan has officially ended. Joining us from Berlin is Christian Möhling. He heads the Security and Defense Program at the German Council on Foreign Relations. Christian, take us back to how the German mission in Afghanistan actually began. What drew Germany into Afghanistan in the first place?
Basically was the will to show solidarity with the US. And that was a very clear and initial decision by, at that time, Chancellor Schröder, who said, of course, we will stand with our allies, taking also into account that he has taken a hard stance on the US before and afterwards. But that was a pretty clear situation. If this is an Article 5, we are going to be with you in Afghanistan. Interestingly, although Germany always has hard feelings about military action, there was always a majority in parliament to support this operation until the very end.
So now that the German mission in Afghanistan is officially over, what are your big takeaways?
The big takeaway is, especially if we take a look into the domestic debate in Germany, there was a very serious discussion all the time over the last 20 years with regard to this mission. There was always support for this mission. And I had the impression, also the feeling, that it was right to do so on the one hand, to stand side by side with our allies, but also right to do so to give Afghanistan and the people living there an opportunity to possibly go into a better life and have a better time after the Taliban's.
Well, let's unpack that piece by piece, because there was a recent ceremony dedicated to the end of the German mission in Afghanistan. And Brigadier General Ansgar Meyer, the last commander of the German contingent there, said to his troops, quote, "As your commander, I can say for you, mission accomplished. You fulfilled your task." How would you respond to that assessment?
I think that's technically correct. It still has a strange taste in Germany because many remember the mission accomplished photograph taken from Mr. Bush on an aircraft carrier.
Regarding the Iraq war.
On the Iraq war, exactly. This picture speaks so much about how the Germans view the Americans, and especially military engagement, because this photo had a very negative taste here in Germany. So from that point of view, I would say on the political sphere, people would say, no, the mission is not accomplished, and we would be very critical about such missions in the future. But for the military, I would say they just have to get all the honor for serving in this very difficult environment and standing and also fighting and dying for the will of our people here and of our parliament.
Fair enough. I mean, looking forward, the security experts are worried that the situation in Afghanistan is not stable and military assistance is still needed. Major concerns the country could fall into a civil war, or the Taliban will simply strong arm their way to power. Do you think it's smart for U.S. troops and NATO troops to withdraw from Afghanistan right now?
I think if the political will is no longer there, I think then there is no longer any political legitimacy for it. So you can't sustain an operation. The same is true for Germany. I guess what we have to take into account is we have started this mission at a time when interventionism was at a high time. We thought, as the West, which was at that time kind of still the West, we could change the world by military intervention as a force for good. And we had a rather steep learning curve over the last 20 years, how little we can achieve through military intervention, even if they are accompanied by political and stabilization efforts, et cetera, et cetera. Therefore, I guess that for all the other missions, even the Americans are not keen on taking on such risky operations again with such a large contingency.
The wars in Afghanistan and Iraq remain a really big part of the American conscience. Many here know it's not going to be easy to just walk away from these so-called forever wars. For Germans, what will the legacy be of the mission in Afghanistan?
The legacy is a mixed one. I mean, this war, interestingly, has very early been a forgotten war. So people have not forgotten it, but wanted to forget about it because it was so far away and it was always difficult to explain to the people why we are there and what we are doing there and why this is worth the effort. I can only hope that the people take home that we have presented an effort as part of the international community. You can never, if you walk into a war, know what is the outcome of this. If we are realistic, and if you ask in 1 year time, the German people about German contribution to Afghanistan and the military mission over there, most of the people will have forgotten about it.
Christian Mölling heads the Security and Defense Program at the German Council on Foreign Relations think tank, speaking with us about the end of the German military mission in Afghanistan. Christian, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
From PRX.